Mimi's Pacifier. Story by Ethan Zhou. Hurrian Books. Mimi has a baby brother named Bo. He loves it when mommy holds him close and nurses him.
Nom, nom, nom.
Ah, he's in heaven. Mimi and Bo are different in many ways. But one thing they both like is sucking on a pacifier. It makes them both feel so nice and secure. Mimi has some new teeth, and she likes to use them to bite down hard on her pacifier. Pop! She bit the end off.
Mimi also bites on her toys. Oops! It's ruined!
On Sunday, Daddy and Mommy take Mimi and Bo to the zoo. Mimi pulls Daddy over to see the giraffes, the elephants, and the monkeys. When Mimi sees a monkey fall off of his swing, she just can't stop laughing. Uh-oh! Mimi's pacifier has dropped into the monkey pit. The monkey grabs the pacifier and pops it into his mouth.
Mimi, don't cry, Mimi.
Mommy takes a banana out of her bag, and Daddy gets out an apple. Mmm! Mimi loves sweet, ripe bananas.
Yum! A fresh, crisp apple.
After finishing the apple and banana, Mimi happily skips over to see the hippos. Everybody has a wonderful time at the zoo. On the way home, Mimi suddenly remembers her pacifier.
You're a big girl now, Mimi,
Mommy says.
How about if we say bye-bye to the pacifier?
Mimi bravely nods her head. Back at home, whenever Mimi sees a pacifier, she still has the urge to suck on it.
I've got some fruit for you, Mimi!
Grandma calls to her as she walks in the door. Mimi races over to Grandma. Mimi still likes sucking on her pacifier, but not as much as she loves eating bananas and apples. And blowing bubbles with Bo.